You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Here we are. We have Just Janie on the line. How are you going?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So Jack here is going to lead this little chat, but we're here to talk about your new single.
Yes.
So Musings in the Breakfast Aisle came out last week. I've heard it. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a little folk tune. It was brilliant.
Thank you so much.
In the press packet for it, you say it's a song about getting to know someone, wanting them to stay for lunch, maybe get dinner, but they can't even commit to breakfast. So what would you say is the most meaningful meal of the day? What's the most romantic? If you've got all three there.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's funny because I'm not really a big breakfast person.
No.
It's kind of, it's an interesting thing for me to have written, but I definitely think dinner is probably the most important.
You think,
for me.
Right,
I'm
yep.
Dinner girl.
Evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It says it was produced as part of the OMAP program in Otatahi. Jeez. What's that? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So this is a program they set up to promote new artists in Otatahi. It is set up sort of like a competition. You send in your music and they pick. And so there's 8 fantastic artists who are a part of this program. They have a Bandcamp. So if anybody's interested in looking it up, look up the OMAP program on Bandcamp and you get to hear some really, really cool New Zealand artists.
Fantastic. And they helped with production.
Yeah, so they have a studio. It's in Boxed Quarter here in Christchurch, and they get a whole band in. You get to record and produce and work alongside them. So it's a really awesome opportunity, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. And speaking of Christchurch, so you're a Dunedin local originally.
I studied in Dunedin for 4 years, so Dunedin has a very special place in my heart, and then I recently moved to Christchurch last year, so yeah, it's been very fun to be in a new city, but I think Dunedin will always have a little part of me there.
Nice. So what does Christchurch have that Dunedin doesn't have, and what does Dunedin have that Christchurch doesn't have?
Ooh, that's a good question as well. I don't think when I moved to Christchurch it was that one didn't have what the other had. I think for me, Dunedin felt like a place I had been so embedded in, I guess.
Sure.
My whole life was becoming Dunedin, and as a student you get really you fall in love with it in a way that I think is maybe it's time to move on,
right,
and go somewhere new. So there's no saying that I won't come back to Dunedin at some stage, but I think it was just somewhere fresh and new and trying something different.
Fantastic. And good music scene there.
Yeah, absolutely. The music scene here is phenomenal. But likewise in Dunedin, Dunedin has an incredible music scene too. So we're pretty lucky as New Zealand artists.
Kings of the South. Speaking of all the towns, you just did, two national tours last year?
I did. I did an independent solo tour in January. That was to promote my first single, Love Letter to Myself. And I went to Auckland, Musselin and Takaka, which was incredible.
Nice.
And I did Christchurch. Dunedin, unfortunately, was postponed, but I did get to come down and perform at the Duck later in the year, which was fantastic.
Very
what
nice.
A cool spot. And then I did a second tour with a wonderful Wellington musician, Sig Wilder. He's a great friend of mine, and we released a double single last year, so we toured that and went to some incredible spots as well.
Very
so
cool.
I feel very lucky to have gotten to sort of go all over the country twice.
any special venue that jumped out at you as like having something special, something different?
I do love the small towns. I love going somewhere tiny. We did a show with Adam Hadaway and the Haunters in Ophir, tiny little place, but it's really fun because it's close to where I grew up, and lots of locals come out and get excited that there's live music. So I do love shows like that. I did really love the Dunedin show at Duck last year. I think that was a highlight. Beautiful venue. We had Becca Caffin as well.
Nice.
Open, and she's a Dunedin girl and fantastic. I think she's possibly part of your team at Radio 1.
Well, she's associated somewhat.
Yeah. And so that was incredible. And I love the Christchurch Space Academy. That's one of my favourite venues. So it's always lovely to do a show in your home city.
And what about, I saw that, and I can't remember where I saw it, but there was an interview where you said something about, like, you were the one clearing out all the op shops in the South Island. any yes. Notable ones of those?
Op shops, oh my gosh, don't even get me started probably on op shops. we have some really, really cool vintage curated shops up here in Christchurch. So a couple of my favourites are Monotone, Boutique and Nifty are probably my three. Okay. But there was a fantastic article by Fran Barclay. She's a Wellington author, and that was with Sig as well, and we talked about our touring costumes, and it was quite fun.
I'll keep those on my list. That was basically a me question. I was just trying to get some insider.
Come to Christchurch. Shops. We've got some great options.
Yeah, nice. Music related question, because I suppose we should do some of those. I would you consider your music folk before I ask the question?
Yeah, I would say folk, but I think I'm still in a phase where I like to try different things and sure. keep my options a little bit open. I've never been very good at sticking to one genre.
No,
so
fair enough.
Up until this recent release, I would say everything is quite folk. And then this is a little bit more maybe indie folk. There's a little bit more of a rock side to things.
Yeah, well, I heard that there's like some slide guitars in there, are there? Lap guitars or?
Yeah. Yes, I was lucky. I had my brother Tim playing guitar. He's incredible. He did all the electric guitar, slide, all that sort of stuff. So really cool to have him on the track, and it definitely changed the sound.
Yeah, I mean, it, which was fun. There's some fantastic licks on there, and they really sort of, there's an atmosphere that they're pulling together. So on the folk side of things then, which, if you had to pick one artist that sort of epitomises what folk means, or what folk is, or what folk music feels like to you, who would it be?
I'll maybe go with a New Zealand artist that I'm just loving, Tiny Ruins.
Nice.
Holly, she's just mesmerizing, and I had an experience last year in Christchurch where I'd done a covers gig, and I came away feeling pretty mediocre about the whole thing. Covers gigs as background music, you know, they can go
for sure
couple of ways, but this one people were quite rowdy at this pub, and no one was listening, and I was feeling a bit deflated, and I came away and went to Tiny Ruins the same night here in Christchurch, and she just sort of re-inspired and grounded me back into that folk scene, and realizing that you just have to make sure you're playing to the right people and in the right spaces, and there is a space for the style of music. She's just incredible, and she was up there, just her and her guitar, very inspiring. So, yeah, I would have to shout her out.
Lovely, fantastic. And just to finish us off, on the other side of the sound then, further away from the folk, what super left-field sound would you like to go into, if you had a choice of doing anything?
Ooh, I definitely think a little bit more of that rock sound would be quite fun. Big full bands, lots of guitars, maybe keys. I really love 60s and 70s sounds, so I think that 70s folk rock sound is probably my favourite, and I'd like to explore that a little bit more.
Nice, fantastic. And it's very fun playing on stage with a big band. There's nothing more, you know,
absolutely
immersive. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you, Tip, for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you, Jack.
Your new single, Musings in the Breakfast Aisle by Just Janie, out on basically everywhere music streams, I assume.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking to us, and have a good Monday. Have a good good year. I hope it's going upwards for you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Lovely to chat.
See you later.
Bye.
She put octopus in Santa Fe, draped in a coat and furs. She whispers in your ear to play the song you wrote.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.